Hey, I used to be a werewolf, but I'm better now. Well, you know the saying that the dog is man's best friend. That saying is really based on truth. Because for men, most dogs are loyal, reliable. And when a man comes home after a hard day's at work, the dog is always glad to see him. But a dog and man are very close, really. Man is the one that brought him in from the wild. You can imagine way back when.
You're not bringing that thing in here. You'll have to have it outside.
A bit different now, isn't it? Now they think they know more about dogs than man does. In a rat's ass. Man teamed up with the dog because it was beneficial for both. So genetically speaking, all men have a bond with dogs. Because they've been a working partner for thousands of years. But man has never married a dog that I know of, but femmes marry dogs, don't they? Goddamn crazies. But femmes don't understand dogs. They don't understand that a dog is actually a wild animal that has been quite successfully domesticated. Most femmes treat these dogs as their children, don't they? You can take a really nice purebred dog, or Heinz 57, into a femme's house, and she can ruin that dog completely. They turn them into children, don't they? And after some time in that household, they are not dogs anymore. But anyway, femmes love to twist things into a drama, even though it isn't one. So I'll put a link down to it down below the news story about this Labrador puppy, well, a bit older than a puppy, that apparently growled at its owner, which is a femme, and the vet apparently said to have it put down, which is absolutely ridiculous. And that's creating the drama, of course. If you take a look at the femme, she's got bright pink hair. That tells you pretty much everything, and some tats. And when I look at that myself, I start growling. So this story, we're led to believe that she just told the vet once that it growled at her, and the vet said, have it put down. Boy, she must really think we're as stupid as she is. The vets, if I know vets, are trying to save dogs. Trying to help them, that's why they became vets. And maybe this femme, this pink-haired femme, told the vet on many occasions that the dog growled at her. And I think Labradors are the best temperament dog out there. But these femmes can be quite obnoxious and annoying to an animal. I haven't actually read the news story, but I'm just reading between the lines after seeing a picture of the femme. I couldn't really read it after that. And through my life, I've noticed that most femmes can't really control their dogs. And that's because they don't understand them. A dog is a pack animal, and it needs a leader. And femmes are not born leaders. And the dog knows it. Well, as you know, I'm from Canada, and in Canada, the place I lived, there was a lot of hunting dogs. You know, dogs how they were meant to be. And I remember this guy having to give his dog to a femme for a while, for whatever reason, I can't remember. It was a reasonably young dog, but it was a good hunter. And I guess his dog stayed at this femme's house longer than the man wanted it to, due to circumstances. And when he went to get the dog, it was absolutely useless at hunting. In fact, the dog was completely ruined now. I mean, most dogs where I live have no idea what real dogs actually are really like. But when you've seen a dog hunting in his face, you know the dog's in a happy place. And if you kind of think about it, when men get married to femmes, they do exactly the same thing to the man, don't they? If he stays with that femme long enough, she will ruin that man too. It comes to mind that story about the femme who turned her dog into a vegetarian, and she said the dog loved being that. It died 4 weeks later. I don't know, but in my mind, a lot of femmes remind me of Forrest Gump. No, they don't actually. Forrest Gump had an endearing quality. Anyway, see you guys, and may your future be femineless. That's a new word, I think. Take it easy.